special teams, running back, you know, whatever they need me to do, I'm here to do. So hopefully I get the opportunity to make the team, and hopefully I'll be here. Well, of course, Frank's not going to take any reps, I don't think. And, you know, Kendall and Brandon got in, and then I was able to get in. So, I mean, I was excited about the opportunity. I know I'm able to run the football at this level. I know I'm able to play special teams at this level, at a high level. So, you know, anytime I get the opportunity to carry the ball, I'm always trying to show people that I'm still able to play at a high level. I don't know. It's the first preseason game. You know, I'm going to have an opportunity this week, again, to go out and showcase what I can do. And my whole mindset is to go out and take advantage of that opportunity.
Do you see a difference in how the 49ers prepare and play on special teams compared to
other teams? Yeah, Coach City does a great job of putting us in position to try to make plays. He breaks down film real well. And they had a great team last year, special team-wise. Blake was here last year, and then they got CJ and Colin and those guys. So, if I'm able to make the roster, then I want to contribute as well, or even more than Blake did. You know, they got their own identity. You know, they had the identity last year. I just want to come in and do my part. I just got to be accountable to those guys, do what they need me to do, be where I need to be when I'm supposed to be there, and just be assignment sound when I'm out there on the field. Yeah, I'm a big football fan, so I'm always paying attention. And being in the Bay Area, I was able to watch those guys and catch up with those guys and see what they were doing. And like I said earlier, they had a great special teams unit, offense. I mean, kickoff team, kickoff return, all around. You know, all four phases of the game for special teams, they did an excellent job. So I was a big fan of those guys. It's a good song. I think it gets the opposing team kind of frightened a little bit. I didn't know they was gonna play it in the preseason, but they did. So they got me kind of amped up too. So I think it's a good fit. My grandmother gave me the nickname Rock Baby when I was younger because I was kind of clumsy. But the older I got, they took the baby off, started calling me Rock. I didn't grow too much, and it kind of stuck and it fits. So there you have it. Yeah, I see it. But each year is a new year. Each game is a new game. Each play is a new play. And that's how we're approaching it right now. We're taking it one game at a time, one play at a time, one week at a time. So, you know, we're going to go out to Houston this week and try to execute at a high level and see what we come up with.
When you look around, 90 guys in that locker room, how difficult is it going to be for not just you, but a lot of guys?
Ultimately, I try not to worry about stuff I can't control. What I can control is go out there and play at a high level, and I know I'm able to do that. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. But, like I said, I try not to worry about stuff I can't control. All I can do is control how hard I play and doing my job. I have no clue, man. Like I said, I just try to go out and make plays and just play at a high level. And I know I can play at a high level. And last year I was kind of banged up towards the end of the season. I think the last seven games I was kind of hurt. But now I'm healthy and, you know, I'm ready to go out and show people what I can do. Yeah, it's been fine with me. It's cool with me. Yeah.